whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with a retailer that I know very little about. The name of the shop is OMO, and her name is Joanna Papineau Allen. Welcome to the show, Joanna.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us.
Thanks
and,
for having me.
OMO in Westerly.
Now, correct.
I have to admit, I've heard of JCPenney, and I've heard of Sears, and I've heard of lots of places, but what does OMO stand for?
OMO stands for On My Own, and after working in retail for many others, well, for others for many years, I'm finally out on my own.
Okay, that's very cool. Is that a known thing, or did we just give our listeners a big secret that people are going around?
People who ask, there certainly are people who ask, and
right.
And I tell them, and they think it's neat.
Well, I know. I mean, so there's lots of companies that have had initials. I'm thinking of CVS. Didn't start as CVS. They started as Consumer Value Stores. See?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. And years ago, there was one in Rhode Island called NHD, which was National Hardware Distributors. So, see, you've got your own little thing going on here.
I guess I do.
And you're probably almost as successful as CVS.
Sure.
Well, let's talk about OMO. But before we do, I want to get a little bit of background about you. You're in Westerly. Have you always been in the Westerly area?
So I grew up in Pawcatuck.
Oh, okay.
Where I still reside, but have worked in Westerly most of my life.
Okay.
I worked previously for a gallery called Sunup Gallery. I was there for 19 years. I was the manager and buyer and loved it. I got hired when I was 18 right out of high school as the gift wrapper and stayed on for 19 years and
wow.
Really grew and learned so much from the owner of the gallery.
I was going to say you were hired when you were 10.
Oh, thank you. that's where my passion for retail and American craft really began.
Okay, so that's a hint as to what OMO carries. Describe the kind of product that basically you would say you carry.
So it definitely, I really try to find handmade, American-made gifts, jewelry, ceramics, pottery, hand-blown glass find things that you're not going to see elsewhere. I really want it to be unique.
They're not going to be at CVS.
Not going to be at CVS.
All right. And let's get back to you in the Pawcatuck area. When you said you got hired right out of high school, was there any kind of other passion in your life? Were you a musician? Did you sing in the high school chorus or play in the band or nothing?
No.
Okay. So you were ready to go, right?
Well, I thought I'd take a year off and then go to college, but got hired at Sunup and really loved what I was doing.
That's not a whole lot different than me. I got hired right out of college into retailing and never went back. So, see, you never know what life is going to take you. Now, On My Own is OMO, and what's the address of the store so people get a feeling of it?
It's 95 Watch Hill Road in Westerly, kind of diagonally across from the Cook Goose restaurant.
Okay, so if it's kind of down that street that you that a lot of people travel down. There's
absolutely
travel down, and Cooked Goose is a good store right nearby. But you carry a whole different bunch of stuff than they carry.
Yes, well, that's the Gray Goose. So that's a.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's a kitchen store. But across the street is a restaurant, the Cook Goose. But
okay.
we're all right there. Yes,
all
it's
right
a nice
together.
Little
right.
Nice little neighborhood.
All right. So there's the Gray Goose, the Cook Goose, and OMO.
Yes.
And all right. So let's get to the product line and what this. Unusual products you travel around the country to different shows to find?
I do. In the winter months, when we take a little break, I travel to Atlanta, I travel to Philadelphia and Baltimore, I go to New York quite a few times for different shows.
Mm-hmm.
hit some of the American craft shows, as well as some of the other big gift shows.
Okay. There used to be a big gift show in Boston. I don't know if you...
I don't think there is that one any longer. It was a big one, but...
Yeah, all right. But I know New York still definitely has shows. And
yes.
I wasn't familiar with Atlanta, so is that relevant?
Huge. Huge, huge, huge. I don't know how long it's been going on for, but it's the biggest one by far that I've been to.
Wow. Okay. So when you go down there, do you have a certain... thing in mind, or you just see whatever hits you when you walk into a show?
I definitely have items on my list that I'm looking for, but certainly always looking for new and trying to find, you know, the next best thing.
The next best thing. All right. So how long has the store been opened?
We celebrated our third anniversary in April, but this is our fourth summer.
Oh, all right. So relatively short period of time.
Yes.
Okay, and always growing, always expanding, always adding new items.
Yes.
Do you ever think to yourself, where am I going to find the next new item? Can this continue, or it's always amazing that there are more?
No, you always expect new things. You never know what you're going to find, but you always hope and expect new things. Yes, definitely. You want your clients to be excited about what they find in the store. So you have to be excited about it.
Right. So you want someone to come in and see what's new, right?
Exactly. And there's always new.
There's always new things going on. And one of the other things that is interesting to me about local businesses is, do you get people coming in off the street and say, look, I just created this and can you sell it for me?
I definitely get people coming in a lot of the time for jewelry. They design jewelry, make
jewelry. Kind of thing, yeah.
And sometimes it's fabulous and I want to carry it. And other times, you know, again, I want something that's unique. Not that their product isn't beautiful.
Right.
But
well, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly.
Right? All right.
Exactly.
So you have to make that decision how much, you know, how much space to give it and what to
exactly.
carry.
And my space is fairly small. So I really have to be, I have to love it. I have to be passionate about it to sell it.
I think you've mentioned the word passionate a couple of times, and I think that's very important for a small retailer. You have to have that desire of wanting to go in the next morning and be there and say, I can't wait to get this out and let people see this.
Right? Absolutely, absolutely. It's a great feeling to want to get there each day.
That's right. All right. Well, let's talk about the different kind of products. You mentioned jewelry. Do you have things, you know, like gifty kind of things? If people are looking for bridal showers?
I do. I really try to cover all the bases. So definitely jewelry in all different price points. I focus a lot on wedding and bridal showers and baby, lots of fun baby gifts.
Okay.
That I brought in last year and has really expanded. People love to buy things for their children or grandchildren,
and
especially.
Grandchildren,
oh gosh,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes, yes.
That's a huge market.
I have a little bit of clothing, lots of accessories, handbags. Just a really nice mix.
Okay, so people can find all kind of things, and that doesn't have to be. You say handbags and clothing. Is there? There are also some things that I might find in there that I like, right?
Absolutely. Okay. I have some fun gifts for the gentlemen. These amazing globes that rotate on their own. They look like magic.
Really?
Yeah, some really fun products. So.
And now do I need to bring my 401k with me when I go in?
No,
kind of price points?
I really, really try to have something for everyone. You know, you can walk in and buy a $10 gift. You can walk in and buy a much more expensive gift.
Okay. All right. So it's not something that I need to break the bank for.
No.
All right. So all kinds of things. You know, other than Atlanta and Boston and someone walking in the store, do you have other places where you find these gifts? Are there catalogs where you can find them?
I do have some reps that will come in and visit me, people that I've been dealing with for a number of years. I also, because I was at the other gallery for so long, have lines that I've brought over with me that I loved and I knew the local clients loved.
So when you say a line, so let's say it's a jewelry line, you know, someone that makes sterling silver jewelry.
Sure.
Just picking that out of the air. You'll get associated with them and carry their line of product like a name that people might know, or they certainly come to know by visiting your store, right?
Exactly. So let's see. There's a jewelry line called Pyra, and they take antique wax seals and they set them in sterling silver. And that's been a really popular line for me, that people come in and want one for themselves and buy them for gifts. And so
I think that take that a little bit slower. They take
antique wax seals.
Okay.
And they set them in sterling silver.
Wow.
It's a mold that they create, and it's a sterling silver piece, a pendant.
Okay. So an antique wax seal. Oh, all right. I would imagine next step would be to have your own wax seal closed.
I suppose that could work.
All right. And what else in that line of earrings and bracelets and
there's so much
charms.
Fun jewelry. There's I have fun summer statement earrings, all the way to fine jewelry. It's really a wonderful mix.
Now, you're wearing some attractive earrings today.
I am. I have some of these fun summer statement earrings on, these big colorful hearts. Really fun for the summer. Just kind of can go with everything.
Yeah. All right. So that's something that you sell in the store.
Yes, definitely.
So I can buy it from you right now.
Absolutely.
All right. How much for the earrings?
I think these are $32.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
That sounds very affordable. All right. That's great. Now, in a shop like yours, do you ever have special sales or special events?
I do have special events. This summer, we have 4 jewelry trunk shows going on, fine jewelry trunk shows.
Now, for somebody like a guy that's listening to this morning, having his cup of coffee, trunk show means what? The salesman comes with his trunk and opens it up?
So the artist actually will come. They will bring their collection of jewelry. This is jewelry. There can be many different kinds of trunk shows, but so say Susie Landa will be my first jeweler that's coming in July. She's someone that I've been working with for probably almost 15 years now, previously and now on my own. And she will come with her collection of jewelry. So while I always have a small collection of her work in the store, she brings a ton of it. So people who love her work can come in during the 3 days that she's here and view everything that she's got and select, hopefully, a piece that they love.
Right. Now, so the artist, this is the artist herself.
This is the artist herself.
She's actually creating the jewelry.
She's creating, she's designing, creating, and selling her wares. It's pretty neat. You get to, as you mentioned, meet her, mm-hmm. you know, find out her passion and why she's doing this. And mm-hmm. And see all the new work.
Excellent.
It's a lot of fun. It's kind of like what I do when I go to the shows to purchase.
Right.
They're coming to me, so
the
consumer can purchase.
Excellent. All right. And that's going to be when?
So Susie will be here in July, the 12th through the 14th.
So next we're coming up.
Yes,
next
yes,
week.
Okay. Absolutely. Sorry. Yes, this coming Friday she'll be here.
Yeah. All right. And what time?
Susie, let's see, it'll be Friday through Sunday from 10 to 5.
10 to 5 each day?
Yes.
Okay, no different between Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
No.
All right, 10 to 5. And one of the things we haven't covered is we did mention the location, but we didn't say if you have a website that people
I do have on. A website. It is omojewels.com.
omojewels.com.
Yes.
That's easy enough. Is there? Can they do it the old-fashioned way and call you if they have questions?
Absolutely. My phone number is 860-961-4678.
Okay. So not to confuse everybody, you're in Westerly, but that's a...
It's my cell phone.
Cell phone number. All right.
Yes.
That's why
it's the easiest way to reach me.
All right. So one more time, 860...
860-961-4678. 4678.
All right. Well, at this point, I'd like to take a short break and come back and find out a lot more about OMO in Westerly. OMO in Westerly is the subject of this morning's company break. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Joanna and finding out everything you wanted to know about OMO, if you don't know it already. Joanna, once again, it's located at what address?
95 Watch Hill Road in Westerly.
All right. And during the break, we were talking about the fact that that's a relatively well-known spot by a lot of Westerly people for things, something that used to be there before you, right?
Correct. So where I used to work at Sunup Gallery, I'm actually in the same location. It is now Avondale Arts. And I am inside of that building, so I'm in a little portion of Avondale Arts.
Okay, and that's a gallery?
That's a gallery with wonderful local artists. They feature different artists every month during the summer. There's all sorts of fun art classes and workshops.
Wow.
There's even yoga and Pilates that's held there, so it's a really neat spot.
All right, and near the Gooses.
And near the Gooses, exactly.
Whichever goose you prefer, not too far from there, all right? And one of the things that we talked about was when you got started, and it's very impressive to me that someone that can decide to make that leap and go from, okay, I've got a comfortable, you know, somewhat comfortable lifestyle here, and I'm rolling along, everything is great, but now I want to do this on my own, which is what OMO stands for, if you missed that. So what was your mindset when that all happened?
Well, I knew towards the end of when Sunup, the owner was retiring, and I knew that I always wanted, at that point I knew that I wanted to have a retail space of my own. I went and worked for someone else for about a year and a half, and in that time just, again, was planning, thinking, how could I do this? Can I really make this work? As anyone who owns their own business knows, it's a scary leap.
Right.
Lots of yes, no's. I can do this. I can't do this. Lots of friends and family encouraging me. And finally, I was lucky enough to be able to rent some space inside of Avondale Arts, and it just kind of all fit together. Being back in that building was like home after being there for almost 20 years.
Sure. That's great. And, you know, there used to be a television commercial and I don't remember what investment company it was for, a bank, but it showed a man that was decided to go out on his own and open a lumberyard, and he was walking through his warehouse looking at the wood and saying, well, time for a board meeting, and realizing that it was very, it was very much, it was touching in that there he was alone with his product,
right?
You know,
right.
And I'm sure you must have that feeling once in a while when you're looking at your product, saying, "Wow."
absolutely, it's still a scary feeling 3
right.
years later,
right.
But it's wonderful. As I mentioned, to just wake up and love what you do every day, and love going into work and seeing what the day's going to bring.
All right. Now, one of the things you have in the shop is something, an area for children called the Kids Corner or something like that?
I do have an area for children, yes. I have some wonderful stuffed animals, and some of them have books that go along with them to tell their story. Some really great organic kids clothing, little onesies and bibs and all sorts of products. There's customizable plates that and picture frames that you can have names and dates of the baby's birth on them.
Oh.
Just some really interesting, fun, unique products.
So if someone wants to come in and order something for a birthday, they should give you how much lead time if they wanted like a picture frame or a plate or something?
So for that artist, probably 3 weeks.
Okay.
There's all sorts of customizable options at the store, everything from cutting boards for wedding gifts to handbags,
really?
To the ceramics. So it really just depends on the artists themselves. But 3 to 4 weeks lead time is usually a good rule of thumb.
And you mentioned wedding gifts. So do you have a bridal registry?
I do have a bridal registry, absolutely. There's all sorts of wonderful ceramics and wood and glass,
okay.
You know, a little bit lamps. There's a lot of fun. A lot of fun gifts to
now,
help decorate the home.
It's been a long time since I went through the bridal registry thing. So let me just refresh. Please refresh me. So someone can go into the store if they're getting married and sign up with
yes,
you.
Yes, they can fill out. I'll walk around with them, and we can fill out a list of things that they like. And then people can come in or call, and I can ship. I also do wonderful gift wrapping for all my gifts that walk out the door. I love everything to look special and beautiful. And that's complimentary.
So gift wrapping at no charge.
Absolutely.
So I know now when I buy all my stuff for Christmas where to go.
Yes, definitely.
Go down there.
Definitely.
But I have to buy it there, right?
You do have to buy it there, yes.
You won't just wrap all my presents that I buy at the automotive store.
No, yes, no, sorry.
Okay. All right. So gift wrapping along with the bridal registry. And is that information available online at your website?
It is available online at the website.
So they can go there, see how to do all this and...
They can. I'm in the process of having a new website created, but it takes a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But the omojewels.com... right now is it will definitely give you a bunch of information, and if you have any questions, you can give me a call.
All right, just give you a call and stop in and see some of the wonderful things. So the bridal registry is important. Gift wrapping is very important. And unique items, we talked a little bit about that in the first segment, where you could travel around and you try to find some unique things. And a friend of ours named Ivan, who hooked us up here and got you on the program today, talks about these amazing tiles that are in your store. Explain that.
So they are called spirit tiles, and they are by an artist in Atlanta, and they are enamel, so they're glass on copper, and they're formed around, I guess it's a wooden block. They hang on the wall or they can sit on a shelf, and they're beautiful imagery on the front, and then on the sides they have a quote, and then the author of the quote is on the top of the block. I sell them for wedding gifts, baby gifts, birthday. People who have come to love these spirit tiles come in for any occasion and buy one. They, you know, it's kind of their go-to gift.
So a spirit tile. Something I've not heard of before, but it sounds great for that person that you don't know quite what to get.
Exactly.
Inspirational things, I would presume?
Definitely inspirational. Sweet quotes. You know, everything from the artist to the father to the couple getting married, just really beautiful imagery. You could find one for, as I mentioned, any occasion.
Any occasion, and price-wise, an appropriate amount you might want to spend for a wedding or for
they're $129.
Okay, that's not bad for a wedding gift. That's a good
exactly.
deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of that perfect price point when you don't really know what to get someone, you don't know what to get them if they haven't gone to your store and registered for the bridal registry.
Right.
That might be a great item.
It's a great item. It's a beautiful handmade gift.
And you know no one else is going to be giving it
exactly.
to them. They won't be the second blender. Or
They will remember that they got it from you. That's for certain.
That's the best kind of gift to give. I know that I still have gifts that people have given me that are personalized, whether it was I knew a man that used to do needlepoint, did a beautiful needlepoint thing for me.
Neat.
So those are special gifts.
Definitely.
So you can find that there, along with a lot of the jewelry that we talked about in the first segment. And as far as, other kinds of things, anything for specifically for to decorate the home or?
Definitely. As I mentioned, we have lamps. We have all sorts of beautiful ceramic pieces.
Now, when you say lamps, let's take these one at a time. Lamps, if you're talking about, I went to Benny's before they went out of business, and I bought a $9.99 lamp for my desk. That's not that.
Not quite that. All right. There is a designer from Massachusetts, all handmade, beautiful parchment shades with all different designs on copper or aluminum bases with marble on the bottom. Really gorgeous. Again, all handmade and truly unique. They make a room. They will make a statement. They can really, you could do a whole room around a lamp. They're really special.
Yeah. So as you can tell, I'm trying to give the audience an idea of the fact that this isn't your run-of-the-mill, as we mentioned, run into Benny's and buy a lamp.
Exactly.
So this is a piece of art almost.
Absolutely a piece of art.
And so unique and again a great gift.
Yes.
Or for that perfect spot in your home. Okay, the next thing you were saying after lamps, as I interrupted you.
There's beautiful wall art, mirrors, hand-painted mirrors for the home, ceramics that can be functional or just beautiful. Hand-blown glass vases and even a beautiful hand-blown glass lamp that the bottom lights up as well as the top.
Wow. These are things you find from around the country or around the world, perhaps?
The country. I really try to focus on American handmade.
Okay.
But yes, these are all artisan-made products.
Okay, so glass blowing is an art that it can be very, very expensive.
It can be. Some of the hand-blown glass pieces I have probably start, I'm guessing, at $65, but can go up to $500 or $600.
Yeah. Well, that's. I mean, I've seen some hand-blown glass art that, is in the thousands.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So sounds reasonably priced.
Yes.
All right. So as you walk into the store, and I'm going to be making my first appearance there soon, I hope, because I have not been to the
store. I hope so.
I'm admitting that I have not been there, because I don't get to Westerly as much as I would like to. But when I walk in the store, what's the first thing I'm going to see? What's the first thing that's going to attract my attention, do you think, as a new person walking in?
Gosh.
That's a tough question, huh?
It is a tough question. When you first walk in, I feature some of the clothing and accessories, handbags, but also there's lots of fun gifts.
When you say fun gifts, you're talking about unique and interesting.
Unique and interesting, yes. Mm.
Not pens where you turn them upside down and the girl's top falls off.
No, definitely not those. Gosh, let's see. We even have a line of candles that are called neighborhood candles. So they feature some local areas. I have the Watch Hill candle, the Weekapaw candle, the Stonington candle for our neighbors in our next state over. Really wonderful scents, a really nice gift, hostess gift if you're going to someone's home. Mm-hmm. I also got a fun candle that's from them that says Hostess with the Mostess. They come in a beautiful box with a beautiful ribbon, just
a
perfect kind of gift to walk out the door when you need something.
Perfect for summertime when people are traveling and visiting. And,
exactly.
Instead of the bottle of wine.
Exactly, definitely.
It's because, that gets a little old sometimes. And I can't tell you how many times people, bring me a bottle of wine and I don't drink wine, so.
Ah, there you go. Everyone loves candles.
Yeah, and that's a great idea, great gift idea. I think what we've tried to do this morning is explain to our audience that there are so many things at OMO that you should check it out yourself and see what your first impression is as you walk in the door. Joanna, are you there most of the time?
We are, at this point, open 7 days a week. I am there Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay.
So just not on Mondays.
All right. So where are you on Mondays?
I am at home with my two dogs and my husband and trying to get a few things done in the house and the gardens and grocery shop.
A busy one day off.
Exactly.
Right? A very busy one day off.
Yes.
So it's a seven-day-a-week operation. And
correct.
We talked about an event coming up next week, which is going to be the trunk sale. Are there others planned for after that?
Yes. So we have three other trunk shows coming up. We have a artist, Maria Canali, who is from Watch Hill and New York. So it'll be fun to have a local visiting jeweler with us. She is here on July 19th and 20th. And then we have Paul Morelli from Philadelphia, who will be with us on July 26th through 28th. And then Susie Landa will be back for her encore show August 9th through 11th.
Excellent. All right. Well, that sounds like a lot to keep you busy and people interested in coming in and seeing what's new.
Exactly. There's always something new.
All right. Well, Joanna, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I can't wait to come into the store and see what impressions I get and what things I can find. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much.
All right. Check out OMO in Westerly. And once again, the website is?
OMOjewels.com.
Excellent. We'll see you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum.